Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and newsbreakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. After an injury, become as good as new with the sports medicine experts at Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. Check them out online, utahvalleysportsmed.com, or give them a call, 801-357-1200. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, find him on Twitter, at Jeff Rainier. You can see him on Fox 13 Sports, talking everything sports in the state of Utah. Jeff, look at the Jazz tonight, a late tip-off against the Los Angeles Lakers. Are the Lakers the cure the Jazz have been looking for their slowing offense?
Oh, I think definitely. The Lakers are really bad defensively, as we've seen. They gave up 122 points in a 49-point loss on Sunday to Dallas. So, yeah, they're not very good, and the Jazz haven't been playing great after their tough stretch of 4 and 5 nights and 2 losses in a row. So I think you're right. The Lakers come at just the right time.
How surprised would you be if Gordon Hayward and Rudy Gobert were both left off the All-Star team?
I'd be surprised. I think one gets in. I think they both deserve it, but I just think it's a numbers game, and the Jazz aren't going to get 2. I think it'd be better for the Jazz if Gordon Hayward got in, and Rudy Gobert, I think he plays with more of a chip on his shoulder, and I think he'll get in the next couple of years or so. But this might be the best chance for Gordon Hayward to get in, and that's such a tough spot in the West at the wing position that Gordon plays. So I'm kind of hoping he gets in, but I think one will get in, not two.
And then, Jeff, looking at Rodney Hood tonight, I know he's been bumped up to questionable. He did go through shoot-around today. Has there been a huge drop-off without him on the floor for the Jazz, or do you think it's a guy that the Jazz can say in a game like tonight, give him another day off and get him back when he's fully healthy?
Well, I think he'll play a little bit. I mean, Quinn Snyder's really, you know, handled minutes when people come back from injuries. He won't play a lot, but it might be good to get the rust off so maybe he's ready to go for a more important game tomorrow against Memphis. He definitely is a great offensive player for the Jazz. Takes a lot of pressure off George Hill and Gordon Hayward because he can create his own shot at any moment. So it'll be good to get him back in the lineup, but I think they'll bring him in slowly as they've done with everybody else.
Find him on Twitter at Jeff Rainier. Catch him on Fox 13 Sports. Great stuff, Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he is, Jeff Rainier, the Wasatch Whip Around, brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. Give him a call today, 801-357-1200, or you can check him out online, utahvalleysportsmed.com.